The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live. We're doing a live Saturday edition, as we do every Saturday night here on these airwaves, wherever it is you happen to be listening and however you happen to be listening, radio, internet streaming, or later via podcast, downloadable archive at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, a former sheriff. He's 71 years old now, and he's going to jail. Why? We'll explain here in moments. If we
just think to go to jail at 71.
Well, he was a bad boy. We'll give you the details on that. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We go to Skype first, where Corey is on the line in Savannah, Georgia. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. If you permit me, I would like to talk about two things. The conspiracy theorist who called a few moments ago, not only was he incorrect about Kennedy's executive order and the effects of it, but he also rattled off John Quincy Adams' name. Anyone who knows their history of the anti-Masonic party in the United States would know that John Quincy Adams helped to found the anti-Masonic party.
He was suggesting Adams was a Mason or Illuminati?
He was Illuminati.
Illuminati, okay. Which that would not kind of jive because John Quincy Adams was strongly against all so-called secret societies.
And he was also mildly Christian. John Quincy Adams wasn't any, like, you know, big Bible thumper or anything like that. But he was, you know, somewhere in the world. At the time, deism was very popular in the Enlightenment era.
George Washington, he was no Ben Franklin, he was no Thomas Jefferson. Of course, Thomas Jefferson was not a Mason. The other two were.
Yeah.
How does this guy get it wrong so badly? I mean, you're talking about a guy who called in the last hour. He made it sound like he knew all this stuff about secret societies, the Illuminati. He starts naming all these names. Is he just really bad at research, or is he, you know, some sort of plant to throw out misinformation? How do you screw that one up if you're saying it's so obvious? Some of this information is so obvious.
It gets screwed up, I think, because there's so many people out there who think that they can just say things that aren't correct or factual whatsoever. And then these people exist within a bubble. You know, I know some very hardcore conspiracy theorists. They're easy to find in the libertarian movement, unfortunately. And it's like they live within a bubble sometimes, and they pass these ideas around, and it's like, hold on, have you ever actually checked into what you're saying? You know, the science behind what you're saying, some of the ideas that you have. I actually am a past pastor of the lodge that I belong to, and I don't see how anyone who actually knows a Mason or knows Scottish Rite Masons or York Rite Masons in general, that sure, there's members of every group who are not the nicest people in the world or the most caring. I mean, in the Liberty Movement, we have our own buttholes, you know. But, you know, the symbols of Freemasonry, the square and the compass, the two main symbols that you see everywhere. The square teaches us to square our actions toward all mankind, and the compasses teach us to circumscribe our passions and keep our desires within due bounds.
Why do you think it's the Freemasons always get the conspiracy theorists have their eyes trained on them like lasers? Why do you think that is?
Well, because it goes back a long way. I mean, the Catholics, and this brings in a lot of issues. The Catholics have had a ban against Masons since 1737. They first labeled Freemasonry is anti-Christian around 1737.
Well, that's interesting because don't you, I mean, I've done a little bit of research on the Masons. Don't you have to believe in God in order to be a Mason?
You do have to believe in God. And any they will allow anyone who believes in a supreme being. It's very open as far as belief goes. You have to believe in the immortality of the soul and the existence of a supreme being. And beyond that,
how did the Catholics get that the Masons are anti-Christian from a group?
Well, back at that time, 1739, the Catholic Church wasn't really open to the idea of people having their own Bibles and being in control of their own spiritual life.
Precisely, and the Freemasonry was tied up with the Enlightenment, which pretty much went in the face of Catholicism. So it goes from that, and then. It's all wrapped up into a lot of conspiratorial thinking, because if you look at what Goebbels and Hitler said, it wasn't just the Jews. When they would speak, they would talk about a cabal of Jews and Freemasons. So there has been a coordinated effort among these groups over time that have spread propaganda against Freemasons who have always carried the ideas of the Enlightenment. Well, you know, ideas of liberty and justice and equality, those ideas have always been in Freemasonry. If you look at the history of Freemasonry, that's always been there. So, and Freemasons have also...
Wait a minute. It's equality unless you're a woman, right? Because the Freemasons don't let women in.
Well, there's the Eastern Star.
Did that come afterwards? Like, how long did it take them to have the Order of the Eastern Star?
It took quite a while.
Yeah.
And there's also the issue.
So it's a men's club dedicated to equality. Okay.
It certainly is.
Now there is secretiveness around some of the Masonic rites or how things work, right? Don't you have to swear an oath to secrecy?
Yes, and that's the reason I was also going to mention. I know that you're a Quaker, and so there's some issues with Quakers becoming Masons.
Okay.
You're supposed to swear oaths. You're not supposed to see others as higher than you. I've actually looked into it because I'm very fascinated.
Well, right, and there's different levels. Wait, okay, I thought you were in the Masons.
No, I'm
no, he's so in the Quakers.
I was talking about the Quakers.
But you are a Mason.
Yes, okay. I am a Mason.
Right.
And I was very interested in attending some of the Quaker meetings and going to some of the meeting houses.
Don't worry, you can attend.
Oh, I know, but I just won't talk about...
So you're sworn to secrecy, but here you are talking about some of the things about the Masons. I mean, is there certain areas where you can reveal information?
Oh, well, the thing about secrecy is that the secrets are so obvious that anyone who is a thinking, caring human being... will know what the secrets are anyways. They're just codified in the ritual of Freemasonry. So the ritual is what we're not supposed to share. It's the ritual part. But
and is the ritual what happens in the lodge with the checkerboard floor and the various symbology?
Yeah, I mean, it's what the symbols... and it's really not even... I can talk about most of the symbols. It's just... some of the issues of recognition and things like that really, and everyone kind of has to draw their own line. There's some things that are absolutely okay. You just don't talk about, but it's like ways to recognize another Mason. That's grim.
Just like a secret handshake.
Yeah. Things like that. But as far as symbols go, I feel absolutely, absolutely free to talk about any of the symbols, because these symbols did not start with Freemasonry. Hmm. The symbols are much, much older than Freemasonry.
What is the level of Mason that you are, Corey?
I am third degree. So
that's a Master Mason.
Master Mason, yes.
And that's the highest level, is the third degree.
That's the level at which there are more degrees, you will never become any more of a Mason by getting any more degrees. So if you go on and you get more degrees, you get more knowledge, but there is never a point where you are above anyone else.
I think it's fascinating, and this is part of the reason why some people are so, I think, paranoid about the Masons is because of the secrecy, right?
Yeah. So there's a secret! I don't know the secret!
Right, yeah. If there's someone who is interested in knowing about it, but they don't know, it could be very frustrating, and I thank you for at least sharing some information, Corey. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
You and your satanic friends.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, the Masons would say they're not satanic at all. They believe in God. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We're here live on this Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can create the content there on the front page of the website.
Antiwar.com is a news site that takes things from the perspective that we don't need this archaic form of communication known as war, or at least that it doesn't need to be employed as often as it is. And I'm proud that antiwar.com is a website that comes from the libertarian perspective as opposed to, say, the liberal perspective. I don't know that many anti-war conservatives out there. And that really means something to me. And it's the reason that I donated recently. They've had some real financial issues over there at antiwar.com. They had some major donors die. Some were chased away by the fact that they found out that there's a news story that antiwar.com was being researched by the FBI. They were being looked in. There's monitoring, I guess, is the terminology they're using. And they ended up having to cut staff over the past several years in half, and the remaining staff spread very thin. The top two people right now this summer have been foregoing paychecks there at antiwar.com to make sure that the website stays up and that the other folks are getting paid. It's important to them that anti-war continues on, and it's important to me, and if it's important to you that antiwar.com continues on, please go there now. Now is the time to go there. Go there now and make a donation. Yes, you can donate in Bitcoin if you wish. As a matter of fact, they prefer Bitcoin. They'll take anything, gold bars, Federal Reserve notes, old cars, it doesn't matter, but they call Bitcoin the currency of peace. Antiwar.com/donate.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Liberty Phoenix. He is on Skype from Illinois. Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, guys. My call tonight was just pertaining what I believe the correct word is the fungibility of silver at Porkfest.
Okay.
Because I was able to get my boss to – he didn't pay me in Bitcoin, but he paid me in silver.
Wow.
So I got about 30 ounces of silver as payment this week.
Neat.
But they're all full ounces. They're not divisible or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's much more popular. Do you guys know if the vendors there that have the divisible silver – I believe Dobby – Barker has some divisible silver. Do you know if they do a markup at all?
So the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the event that's kicking off tomorrow in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live there. They have something called Agora Alley, which is basically an open marketplace, and various different things are sold and traded there, and silver is commonly seen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. What you're asking is, though, can you go and bring an ounce of silver to someone and get some sort of division of that, tenths or quarters or something like that? Is that what you're asking?
Essentially. I know that the internet system is kind of iffy there, so I'm not sure how easy it will be to transmit or to pay in Bitcoin or to get
changes. Bitcoin's all over the place at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, I would say Bitcoin...
It has supplanted silver as the alternative currency.
It's likely accepted by more vendors than silver is. I'm just
mostly for the reasons you're talking about.
And there was a situation last year where if you wanted to, you could get on a Bitcoin-only Wi-Fi network that some people set up. I don't know if that network's going to be there this year. It might be. And that you could only use Bitcoin-related stuff and go to Bitcoin-related websites with that connection. But there's 4G at the campground if you've got Verizon. I don't remember which other cell phone companies actually provide internet service.
Everything gets loaded down during this time because there's so many people.
Internet gets pretty hard. But sending a Bitcoin transaction does not take a lot of bandwidth, so it's not hard to use the internet for Bitcoin even when you're out in the woods at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So it'll be completely feasible for me to get change in Bitcoin if I use my rounds?
It's possible. I mean, whether or not the business
essentially comes to, when using silver as money, it comes down to a barter situation. If they're willing to accept the silver, they're likely willing to give you change in some form or another. Some will give discounts on the products for giving silver, and some people will charge a little more for taking silver. So it really just depends.
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance that the folks from Sons of Liberty Mint will be there. And if that's the case, then they will have silver that's divvied up. In fact, they even have tenths of an ounce of silver, I believe. I know they did in the past. I suspect they still do. And so if they're there, you could always try to exchange your ounce with them. I'm sure they're going to take a cut off the top for their efforts to for minting the fractional pieces. But you could likely trade them out there as well. So there's all kinds of options available for you. Does that mean you're coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or was it just a general question?
No, I most certainly am. After all, I might and I might not. I'm absolutely have a ride there and almost have a ride all the way back.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, congratulations. When will you be arriving?
We're leaving tomorrow morning around 8, and I'm meeting up with a gentleman in Indiana. And then we're leaving from there, going straight to Roberts.
To Rogers Campground in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. How long does it take to get from Illinois to New Hampshire? Like 12 hours?
About that.
I'm expecting something like that. We'll probably get into the campground around 8 or 9 tomorrow night, Sunday night.
Oh, that'll be fun. Set up the tent in the dark. Good luck with that, Liberty Phoenix. We'll see you in a few days at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about it. We're going to be talking a lot more about it starting tomorrow night, as we will be live from the LRN.FM media room, as we are every single year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's a lot of fun. PORCFEST.com, porkfest.com. Let's go to Lewis in Keene, our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I would like to point out that these neocons that are passing themselves off as conservatives are not real conservatives. And if you look at the past American history, conservatives are traditionally isolationist. They don't believe in getting involved in foreign wars or foreign conflicts. They believe in Adam Smith. If you have free trade, you are free trade. The people you have free trade with, if everybody follows the rules of free trade, nobody will fight, because you'll be blowing up your own trading partners.
Well, I like what you're saying there, Lewis, but I just want to clarify something. The term isolationist suggests that they would be against free trade. If you are in favor of free trade but also against war, wouldn't that make you a non-interventionist?
Probably more of a non-interventionist, I guess. But if you take a look at past history, until George H.W. Bush, virtually every war was started by a progressive Democrat.
Well, Ronald Reagan sent some troops.
Hold on. Okay, so in World War One, Woodrow Wilson made a promise not to get into a foreign war. And was it his first or second run?
I don't recall. It was a campaign promise.
It was a campaign promise. And the fact is he bowed to the Republicans on that one. There's really no doubt. I mean, the Republicans simply can't deny a pro-war strain throughout the 20th century. Look, I am a Republican delegate to the state convention here in New Hampshire. I've studied this, and it's just the presidents may have been Democrat at the time, but there's no getting around the fact that Republicans supported World War One.
Lewis?
I'm thinking about that.
Think about it here. We'll let you respond here in a moment. Lewis, stand by. We'll let you respond in a moment. And more with Lewis. Your calls as well are welcome at 855-450-FREE. The true conservative. What does that actually mean?
Usually a monarchist.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We're going to get right back into your phone calls next. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
The North American Bitcoin Conference. It is going to be awesome, and it is going to be in Chicago at the McCormick Place South Building on July the 19th and 20th. I'm excited to be there. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting, doing some interviews. All kinds of speakers are going to be there, including Trace Meyer of Armory Wallet, Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante, Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin, Roger Ver, known as Bitcoin Jesus, Tony Gallippi, CEO of BitPay, Christina Gorlick from Cloud Hashing, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, all the names that are the names in the Bitcoin community are going to be there. They're going to teach you what Bitcoins are, how to use them, the specifics. There's all kinds of things. Bitcoin is a rabbit hole that can go very, very deep. If you want to get employed in the Bitcoin community, this is the place where people are going to get the jobs. They're looking for people who have the skills. So go check it out, please. Come see CBS broadcast, our first ever remote broadcast in Chicago, out in the Midwest at all. BTCChicago.com. Again, BTCChicago.com. Bitcoin, the abbreviation for Bitcoin is BTC. So BTCChicago.com.
Lewis is with us, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And it says here, Lewis, you're listening to WKBK, but I don't think that could be correct because we're normally only on Saturdays.
This is Saturday.
Oh, it is Saturday.
It is Saturday.
I am in such a time warp right now. Let me tell you, I got back early this morning from New York City, and I've just been packing all day for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Thank you for the reminder as to what day it is. I appreciate that. So, Lewis, you were saying that true conservatives are people who are...
I guess if you're going to get into the nomenclature, I don't think there are true conservatives and true liberals. I think they're both misnomers. Because a conservative wants things to stay the same.
That's what I think.
A liberal wants things to progress. So basically, right now, you could say that Obama and his bunch are the conservatives because they want everything to stay the same. And the other side wants everything to change.
Right.
So
this is amazing.
The liberals. And then as soon as the other side gets into power, they become the conservatives and the other side becomes the liberals.
If you listen to people like Rachel Maddow and Michael Moore, now these would be people that would call themselves progressives. They'll talk about how great life was here in the 50s when there was a lot of union presence in the private sector. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds for all the world to me like conservative talkie. I mean, conservatives will talk about how life was better in the 50s. It's all about this TV show, Happy Days, that came out in the 70s, and people believe that somehow that's what America looked like. And, you know, the right-left paradigm doesn't even begin to describe it. Thomas Jefferson, who is revered by many conservatives, most conservatives, would have called himself a liberal. And that's the terminology the people use it for that is now classical liberal. Thomas Jefferson didn't understand the ideas of socialism. Those didn't really come around till later. So I think we'd be best off just calling ourselves things like, you know, like liberals these days should be calling themselves democratic socialists.
They're pretty close. And I mean, the thing is, too, I took on the libertarian website that are you a, and it asked you all the questions, and I came up really just borderline libertarian and conservative.
Happens to a lot of folks.
There's a great quiz that you can take. Maybe this is the one that you were talking about. Well, I don't know. I don't know if the Libertarian Party is the same quiz as the Advocates for Self-Government. Maybe it is. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion, Mark. But this one was called the World's Smallest Political Quiz. Was that what you took?
That's the one that I took. And then there was this little circle at the end of it. And my little arrow was like right on the little line in between.
Well, anybody who wants to take it can go to quiz.freetalklive.com and take it.
Does that link still work?
It is still working. Okay, you asked me that the last time I gave that on the air.
Well, sometimes they change those things on you. Anyway, yeah, the Advocates for Self-Government, they're the ones who created
sometimes.
That. It's true.
You surprise yourself when you take it, yeah.
Well, you surprised me, Lewis, and thanks for letting me know it's Saturday night. I appreciate the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, so the Advocates for Self-Government, great organization. What he's talking about is the Diamond Chart, which is something that David Nolan came up with, who was the founder of the Libertarian Party in the early 1970s. And he came up with the Diamond Chart to kind of expand people's political vision, if you will, that a lot of people look at things from this left-right perspective. And libertarians don't really fit into the whole left-right paradigm. A perfect example of this, of course, is the idea that if you are a libertarian or a liberty-minded person, you would, for instance, believe in ending the war on drugs. But at the same time, you would also believe in total freedom to defend yourself, like gun rights, for instance. So on one hand, the idea of ending the war on drugs seems to be kind of a lefty, you know, I'm generalizing, it's not really fair to do this because there's plenty of lefties who support the war on drugs. But, you know, personal freedom.
All you can do is generalize in these. Right. These are generalized terms.
Personal freedom kind of has that lefty connotation, whereas freedom to defend oneself has that righty connotation. So if you're a liberty-minded person, you support both of those things. How would you describe that on the left-right paradigm? Would you describe that as centrist? Okay, fine. Take that and describe it as centrist. But what if You are a total authoritarian who believes that the government should both control drugs and control guns. Is that also a centrist in the left-right paradigm?
Doesn't see. This is the problem with the right-left paradigm is that it is centuries old, means nothing to people because it moves along. I mean, how many conservatives? My great-grandmother beat my great-uncles with a stick, mind you, when she found them with playing cards. She was pretty conservative. Who today among the conservatives would say that they're that conservative? Because the conservative paradigm moves along, too. Because you're generally harking back to some decades ago.
Playing cards are tools of the devil. We need to put a stop to this.
Absolutely. Now, there are people out there that are that conservative, but who knows what else they believe.
Mm-hmm. So my point was that you can see the inconsistency, right? If a libertarian and an authoritarian, two complete political opposites, would on the left-right paradigm be labeled as centrist, something's wrong with the left-right paradigm. So Nolan came up with the diamond chart, which expands from just the left and right, the x-axis, if you will, mm-hmm. and adds a y-axis, an up and down on that. And then he added authoritarian to the bottom quadrant and then libertarian to the top quadrant. And
because he was a libertarian, libertarians got to go on the top.
That makes sense, even though it's obviously the authoritarians who are on top of everyone and dominating us. But it's a cool thing, and you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com and take it and share it with your friends on your Facebook, etc., as we go, and we should share it on our Facebook as well, Mark. We'll do that here. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, though. We've got Madison. Randy is on the line, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hello, Randy.
Hey, hello. Man, I really appreciate you taking my call. I feel sure. like Bunk after he's gotten rid of his flu.
Ooh.
Anyway, Bunk on the TV, Bunk, the TV guy who's the detective?
No, I don't watch TV. I have no idea.
Anyway, he's kind of eccentric.
Okay. Gotcha.
The thing is, listen, I want to know, how do you go to some place, some location, put down $300 and say, give me $300 worth of Bitcoin so I can get started? I got to buy something overseas, and I don't want to send it any other way. I want to buy it in Bitcoin on the Internet.
Now, just to clarify, do you really need to go physically to a location, or are you willing to just go online and buy Bitcoin?
I want to go someplace and put cash down. I don't want to transfer. I don't want to use a credit card. First, I don't want to use a credit card to do it.
I would go to local Bitcoins in that case. I mean, we obviously advocate for ExpressCoin.com. With ExpressCoin, you can use money order, and I think they've got a cash option, but I think you have to ship it through the mail or something like that. But if you want to meet someone in person for a Bitcoin deal, you can always go to localbitcoins.com, and there are usually people in any given area. I'm sure Madison has multiple where they'll actually meet you at a coffee shop or something like that, and you can do exactly what you're asking for. Randy, thanks for the call tonight, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 855, 453, enough time for your calls and thoughts coming up.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. It's not too late to get your thoughts in here tonight, but if you don't make it on tonight, please accept our sincerest apologies and call in tomorrow because we are doing the live Sunday night show from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but we will still have the ability to take your calls.
Sure will.
Just not your Skypes when we are live and on location. So we'll look forward to doing that starting tomorrow night for an entire week from Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Go learn more about that there. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Derek J, of course, he's actually up there already at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It doesn't start officially till tomorrow, but some people they'll go up, they'll show up at the campground a week in advance just to, you know, take it easy for a week before Porkfest and maybe drive around and see some of the rest of the state. He actually went up for a lesbian wedding, so you could go up there and have a good time even before Porkfest begins. We're going to go to your calls, your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to John calling from Charleston, South Carolina. John, are you actually in Charleston?
Well, I'm in between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. I'm picking me up off, I think, a Myrtle Beach channel, 99.5 RNN.
Yep. Okay, that is WRNN from Myrtle Beach, because I was going to say we are also on WTMA in Charleston. Okay, welcome aboard. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, you know, okay, first off, I got a question for you in just a second, and I'm not going to say you haven't tried to answer it for me before, but you just haven't done it to my satisfaction, because I didn't really want to hear it. I didn't like your answer. But anyway, look, I'm conservative on some issues. I think, you know, I'm a libertarian on others. I don't believe the government should be educating my children or telling me I have to bring my child to school if I want to homeschool them. I don't think the government should be involved in a lot of things. I don't believe in the IRS. I think there's a lot of things. You know, and earlier the caller called and started bringing all this crap about, you know, secret societies and their role in globalism and puppet strings on the politicians. There is a DVD out there called America, Freedom to Fascism.
Yep, okay. We saw it actually at the screening. Was Aaron Russo there?
He was there, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Russo was there.
Okay, all of that's fact. It can be backed up, okay? You just have to look into it. And if Americans would just, or anybody, would just watch that, that changed my life. That put a whole new perspective on the way I look at my government. I think they need to have their hands up. But the one question I want to ask both of you.
All right.
Okay? Now, don't think 200 years back. Think today. And the threats of today, and believe me, I am by no means like the military-industrial complex, okay? But when you have a country that is as hungry, greedy, and bloodthirsty as China and Russia, if we did not have a military right now to protect us, and I don't mean, I'm not talking about taking our military elsewhere, because I am a non-interventionist. I am what you just said. I believe we need to stay out of everybody else's business. Okay,
I'm with you there.
We don't need to be in any. Okay, we don't need to be putting our military. I don't care what happens in somebody else's country. Okay, if they can't police their own country, then that's a problem.
I'm with you there. So go ahead and get with the question.
What? How long right now would it take if we didn't have an army, an air force, a navy, and a marines? Okay, for the Chinese and the Russians or any other country to come over to us for our resources and take us. If we didn't have our military, how long do you think it would take nowadays with the way China
they wouldn't
moving
step
in the
foot.
World?
Yeah, I don't think that they would. I can't imagine that China and the Russia would be heading over here when there's so much in the immediate vicinity. I do think, you know, of them. I mean, they're going to want to expand out from where they are. But remember, no empire can rule by force and coercion for and expand across the globe. It just has never happened. Once the lines of communication get too long, then people revolt. They just they're not going to be able to
That's not true, though. Let me tell you why. Okay, what you're not thinking about is when we got away from Britain, okay, through the Revolutionary War, you were dealing with black powder muskets that took almost a full minute to reload and fire off.
Three times a minute if you were good,
and cannonballs coming out of a cannon. People
they could do those things in as little as 8 seconds. It's amazing. Right. Of course, people lost hands all the time.
That's true. But nowadays, okay, you have weapons that are much more of a mass. Just take out masses of people.
Sure.
We've got nukes.
So is your fear, just to clarify the question, John, is your fear the attack by the Chinese, the Russians, is a nuclear attack, mass bombing, just a ground troops thing?
No. My feeling is, and this is my true feeling, okay, from looking at what's happening in world events right now, you've got China pushing out into the Asiatic. Okay, they're looking at Philippines, they're looking at Thailand. You've got Russia going into Crimea, trying to push their way that way. What they're doing right now is a push out, and it's for nobody. You know, they may want to put it to something else, but it's all about resources.
But hold on, just to clarify, in the cases you're bringing up, they're not mass bombing people, right?
No. That's not my point at all. My point is if we don't have, and look, I don't like it because of the way we've used it for the last 100 years, okay?
Some of the military.
Yes, the military, okay? What? We've used our military to steal and take oil and resources from other country and for pure political reasons. It's never really been about our own protection.
Because I got it.
If we have to stand and protect ourselves in the United States, that's what our military needs to be, is right.
That's what I believe. Now, the fact is, the military has become, for instance, you would not take, it would be mean to take welfare away from everybody in this country tomorrow. You'd have to wean them off of it, right? Like, it would be
programs and try to re-educate them, retrain them. But yes,
even if it's
on that too.
Even if it is immoral to you know, take money from one person and give it to another without their permission, you'd still need to have something to go from one to the other. The fact is the U.S. military, the U.S. Navy, which keeps the shipping links clear across the globe, has become essentially welfare for wealthy European countries. These countries don't have to have the militaries that they would otherwise have. France and England beseeched the United States for help with Libya. France and England, two of the world's great superpowers just decades ago, couldn't handle Libya on their own. Mm. And that's because the United States military is welfare for the imperial might of Western world. And so if you want to wean these countries off of this form of welfare, you'd have to sort of slowly contract. Otherwise, yes, something's going to come into the vacuum, and that's going to be the next largest military or third largest military in the world. I don't know which ones it is, but I think that Russia and China are probably in the, you know, in that lineup.
I would like to respond to John. I'd like to respond to your question earlier about the fear that someone would invade, for instance, in the absence of the U.S. military. And what I'd like to point out is that if I had the world I'd like to see, or at least the country that I'd like to see, which is a voluntary order, a consensual society, then you would totally be free to hire people who might have formerly been in the military as a protection force. I think that it's fine to have people protect
you. Or have militias.
Or have militias, or whatever organization that you feel is most appropriate. Because I don't think it's been mentioned yet, but I believe there are over 300 million firearms in the United States of America.
But there's more guns than there are people in this country.
So, I mean, even if the military were to disappear tomorrow, and certainly there are a lot of people who would not want that to happen, but even if it were to disappear, I don't think there would be any threat whatsoever of an invasion, because there are so many people who would be willing to defend their families and defend their property here. I don't think I don't think it'd be a problem. But again, self-organization into, you know, militia groups, into groups of mercenaries. I think that people who want to have this sort of martial situation with a military or militia-like group, you should be able to have it. Just don't force people who don't want to fund it to fund it. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? It's a necessary evil. Okay, for instance, if I go to the bathroom, I got to put the toilet lid down. I don't want to put the toilet lid down, but in my house, if you don't put the toilet lid down, well, if you're married, you know what I'm having to go through. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, you say something about military and militia. They're not going to stand five divisions of Chinese Air Force bombers carpet bombing mass.
Brother, I don't know if you've noticed.
Take a look at what Afghanistan does.
Right,
Afghanistan's withstood the United States' longest war in history.
Yeah, you already gave examples.
Many years before that, because they live in the mountains, indigenous, but they still lost a very large portion of their civilian population.
Look, John, you already said earlier, I'm sorry, but we're short on time. You already said earlier that you don't support the IRS. You don't support a lot of things. So we agreed on a lot of stuff. If you don't support the IRS, then there's no way to fund the big military that you're talking about, even if it is a military that's just protecting the United States, which arguably would be a lot better than what we have today. So on that much, we could certainly agree. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, call tomorrow night. We've got a live Sunday show, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll continue this from Porkfest 2014 tomorrow night.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home, because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.